Last left off, some shit went weird, as now Nicholas Kincaid stands on the center of this archive.
Okay, you see, like, Iggy braced behind A, like, he's closing his eyes, like, are we in the journal? Are we in the journal? What? Are we in there?
No. He's what? He's here.
Who?
And I feel like Cecily's saying that as she's, like, stepping towards him.
He is currently turned away from you as he's looking around, kind of confused.
And she's like, Thomas?
Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Nicholas, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Jor-El?
Danny DeVito? Danny DeVito?
No, is that you?
You gotta save
plot twist. Rich. Nicholas Kincaid looks like Danny DeVito.
No!
DeVito,
yes.
Sorry,
yes.
No.
We're not doing that.
Giving that.
Anything but that.
Sorry about that. So she's like,
no,
Nicole?
It's fine. It's totally okay. Nicholas will look towards you. You'll of course see the large silver circular frames as they look towards you all, kind of like curiously. Nicholas looks a lot like you, Cecily. Just like Eliza Kincaid.
Is it Rule 63, Cecily?
Yeah.
Cecily will be like, wow, we have some strong genes in our family.
I'm sorry, I do not know who you are.
She's like,
are you Eliza? You look wait. Eliza?
Sort of.
I don't understand why sort of.
Cecily's like, I am a distant relative.
A descendant, if you will.
A descendant.
A descendant?
Mm-hmm.
She's your great, 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 great granddaughter.
Oh.
Is it safe to open my eyes yet?
Yes.
Cecily just laughs at that. I'd be like, you're okay. Everything's fine. We're here.
And of course, as you're looking towards this individual, he is absolutely like if you were in like one of those, you know, like those Civil War kind of recreations? 100%. He could get away with that.
Yeah, okay. Cecily's like, I know this is probably all very confusing. Trust me. Same. Big time same. But I thought that maybe you might be able to help me understand our gifts.
They just kind of like quiet for a moment as they just look downward a little bit and squint. Then like look up.
Yeah. I lean towards Cecily. I think you broke your ancestor.
Cecily will be like, I mean, surely you can't have imagined that something like that wouldn't be passed down. Or what? Did you like think that you weren't going to have kids or something?
By the way, it's 20.
Oh, no, I had children. 100%. I'm just. Yeah, one moment. I'm just trying to gauge exactly what has happened.
By the way, it's currently 2019 here.
What?
It's 2019
here.
And it feels like this year's last like four.
Well, it's 2020.
I feel like Cecily is like, guys, no, don't. You're going to send him into a spiraling panic.
He's already talking like he's modern times, so it's kind of weird already.
What?
Nothing.
Cecily's like,
I'm sorry, you said it was 2020, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
They just nod. Understood, thank you. That helps me quite a bit.
Hold on, out of character, what year is it? Is it 2019 or 2020?
It was 2019 when we started the game, and now it's in like April or May of 2020.
And in this universe, there's no such thing as pandemic.
I can't even like...
Backstreet Boys did not go on reunion.
Pandemic,
no Backstreet Boys reunion, no.
We have been in high school for a very long time.
I'm sorry.
We're like,
it's a, really better.
We're like,
I'm not again. Doing these timelines anymore.
We're seventh year seniors.
Guys, you're pissing off the voice in the sky.
Joke's on you, it's 2024.
I'm sorry, okay?
He's getting really mad, guys, shut up. And now she's crying. See, you made her cry.
It's not hard to make me cry. I am an emotional bitch.
Put that on.
Hold on, she's vengeful. She's getting vengeful.
I am an emotional bitch.
I just think,
hey, I have to be emotional if I'm running this table. I'm just saying.
Not wrong.
I gotta give you that good, good, juicy drama. And for that, I need to be as emotional as possible. Anywho, where were we? Oh, Nicholas. Yes, there's a man here.
Nicholas taking in the year, yes.
Yes, Nicholas just kind of nods. Right, 2020, understood. Thank you. That helps significantly.
You're taking this very well.
Well, it's, again, I just needed a moment to kind of comprehend. How did I get here? Can you describe the scenario in which I was made present?
I broke the cipher spell.
Oh, someone hasn't done that for a while. Good. Thank you.
He's the most confused look in his face.
Like, you did what now?
Wait, while?
What?
When was the last time this happened?
Cecily's like, I really need your help.
All right.
She's like, Lilith is back and better
about
than
to come back. Yep.
I see. So the curse that Eliza put upon Wilbrand has not been taken away.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I knew this would happen eventually.
It starts recording.
I need to know how to use my power.
Well, that depends on exactly what we intend to do with it.
The biggest cleansing spell that you can ever imagine?
I've never done one of those. The spell that I have done, well, and let me, I think what is necessary is for me to give you fully what is going on with me and why I'm fully all right with the current scenario. I know that might be a little bit what you weren't anticipating from all of your surprise expressions, if you will.
He just nods, yep. Mm-hmm.
You've read my journal, yes?
Absolutely, and it changed.
It didn't change per se. The words themselves held me.
So, like, you're here? Like, really here?
Yes,
so this
and
isn't
no.
a recreation of you?
It is my memories, if you will. If you recall, from page 13, I was starting to lose my memories. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
That is the start of my spell.
Oh, so as you wrote yourself into the pages, you erased yourself, sort of, at the same time.
I locked myself away within the journal in hopes that someone would release me so that I could do good. So I could help.
I'm your girl.
No, good job. I didn't anticipate another Kincaid to do it. The last person that did so was Catherine herself.
Oh.
Oh, that explains the last page.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll look towards Trixie. I'm sorry, that one's holding a device, and it seems to be recording my image.
Oh, like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, is that alright?
I suppose so. It's very interesting technology. I haven't seen the like. Last time I was here, I believe Catherine told me it was 1965.
1965. Oh my goodness. That's amazing. Oh yeah, do you want to see it?
Sure. They'll just walk over. Yeah.
And then like this is the play button.
Hmm.
And then like this is the other phone that I had.
Hmm.
And this is a picture of my friend's cats.
Hmm. I just nod.
And then yeah, then that's the cat playing with a toy.
Hmm.
Look, it's a video. God. It's like a moving picture.
Hmm. Oh, that is quite adorable. Videos.
Right?
I feel like we lost track of the situation here.
I feel like Cecily, once she realizes she's being recorded while he's distracted, she like reaches into her purse and like pulls out her like compact and like fixes herself up and fixes her makeup and like straightens her jacket and is like, yeah, we lost track, totally.
Nicholas will look
Don't
towards
worry,
you all.
You look amazing.
And she's like, thanks, love.
So you all will be the ones that stop the apocalypse, then. The curse that was put upon Will Branch.
That's the goal.
That means that Eliza was able to reach out to you, is that correct? And he'll look towards you, Cecily.
Yes.
That's good. They just kind of smile a little bit. He just looks downward. That's very good. Last I heard of her, she was under their control completely. Catherine was devastated. It's good to know that she can be more of a neutral party. At least for the time being.
Iggy kind of grimaces. About Catherine.
Yes.
Last time Catherine pulled contacted you, she was still the Overseer, correct?
That is correct.
She's not anymore.
I assumed that would happen at some point.
She's now living a fully mundane life.
He just kind of smiles at that. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
As for the new Overseer, kind of points to the tail that's poking out of Elizabeth's bag.
They just tilt their head a little bit. Are you telling me the Overseer's a cat?
Well, sort of.
I feel like we had this conversation before. Did anyone get a sense of deja vu?
I'm
a feeling of deja vu.
Deja vu.
Not any cat, a wooden cat.
Not even a real cat.
Nope.
Hmm.
Oh no, if it was a real cat, Lorelai would be all over it.
Yeah, Lorelai doesn't like cats.
It would have been dead before
you
had a chance.
Wait, say what now? What did you do to a cat?
Nothing!
That
okay,
was...
We're gonna...
That gave me very much pitch perfect, I ate my twin in the womb vibes.
Jesus!
I ate my twin in the womb vibes.
Wow.
We're gonna put a pin on that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Probably never unpack that ever again.
Oh my god.
That's a different session. That's like the reunion session. Let's just, yeah.
Before it gets way too dark.
I feel like I understand now exactly where the vibe of the new campaign is going to go. I'm scared. I'm a little scared.
You should be.
Okay. What were we doing here again?
Well, once they're done looking at the camera, she'll be like, We need your help.
I'm happy to grant it, though I'm not quite sure how I can assist with that kind of magic. It's possible that you may have... How can I describe this? This is difficult for me, if you'll excuse me. It's... The magic that I hold is not because of any sort of innate ability, if you will. The magic that I hold is mainly because of the blessing of the Overseer.
Oh.
And that means that the blessing of the Overseer can look different amongst any many possibilities, as the Overseer, of course, looks over all of different possibilities. So your magic may look different than my magic. However, that doesn't mean that I can't assist you. It just means that we must figure out how I can assist you best, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Iggy's saying yes, but he's, like, shaking his head.
Absolutely. Cecily kind of follows. She's like, you know, it's like a magical fingerprint.
Exactly. That's it, exactly. And they just kind of smile a bit.
And Cecily's like, I need you to teach me how to find my fingers, I guess.
Find your fingers?
Mm-hmm. They're right there. They're in front of your hands.
Cecily's like, I think that my magic is tied to all
it's of... gonna ignore me.
Just gonna ignore me. I'm turning up my gain, by the way, because nobody can hear. Apparently I'm very low compared to all of you, and my microphone's all the way up. So hopefully that's
on
okay.
Zoom side, you sound okay.
Zoom's fine, but yeah. I'm peeking. I'm doing a peek.
Uh-oh. No peeking.
That's not going to sound good on your podcast. I'm sorry, podcast listeners. I'm trying my best over here. I want to make it to your podcast.
Don't worry, I got it.
I'm trying my best, podcast listeners. I'm so sorry. Hopefully that's better. We'll get it. We'll find a mix. It'll be great. Anywho, thank you.
Great, they said.
Thank you, Reb. Reb's helping. Okay, we're better now. with that, Nicholas will look towards all of you and just say, so once we're able to figure out exactly how I can best support you, then we can move forward from there, I think. That's the goal, anyway. But I am here to answer questions as well as assist in any way, shape, or form I can.
Well...
But I do have to ask a question. Why is the Overseer a cat?
Long story.
Do you want to come out and answer?
Archer just pokes their head out and like glares towards you.
Is that a no?
Pulls their head back in.
That's a no. Okay, so it all has to do with one of our friends, Belle. And explained, like, everything that they kind of understand from based on what Cecily's told them.
So that means that Trixie will learn a little bit also about that situation. Trixie, you learn that from Belle was actually, of course, in one of your files. They are basically connected with Archer, and they are in a relationship with them. And she found a way to separate, of course, the body from the spirit that is Ross Archer, so that, of course... Uh-huh. Of course. Sorry, I couldn't. I had to laugh at your glasses. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
sorry.
No, it's fine.
I put on nerd glasses on my VTuber.
For the podcast listeners, there's glasses now. It's fine.
It's cold, noisy crowd. Hang on, let me get my slightly larger glasses.
Let me get my slightly larger glasses. Anywho, so as you are listening, basically, of course, to protect the Overseer, the body was separated, and Belle currently holds on to the body, and... Ross.
We have no idea where Belle is.
Ross Archer is here, and of course, Belle is nowhere to be found.
Uh huh.
That totally doesn't bother Iggy at all.
And as he's listening, he just kind of nods a little bit. I see. Well, that is a. It makes sense, as it's something that happened, of course, to Catherine a while back.
It did?
Well, to an extent. She wasn't a cat. They just kind of rubbed their head a little bit.
So what, she was like a dog?
No, she was not an animal. It was just simply separation of the magic from the mind.
Oh.
So where did the magic go?
It remained within her. Apparently that didn't work, though, because apparently she became full Overseer anyway.
It was an effort, of course, to prolong the events that were going to come forth from her being the overseer.
Hmm.
You must understand, Everett Milton, of course, wished that for that magic to be able to do whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. But with that much power comes great risk, and eventually such an amount of magic will erupt. We wanted to hold back that eruption as long as we could.
He kind of tugs his shoulder. Isn't that his collar?
Don't say it.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of, Sammy. Jeez.
I get it.
I'm great confused.
What you guys were talking about?
Nothing. Yes.
Carry on.
There are consequences for your actions.
Hey, I was trying to avoid them.
There are consequences for your actions.
Sammy.
Only me.
Yeah, Sammy. There's consequences for your actions, Sammy.
There yeah, Dan.
Are consequences for your actions.
Sammy.
Podcast listeners, did you like that ASMR for my whisper? Let us know. Leave a review. Anywho. So it is awkward, of course, to explain. But time has passed a lot. I assume that if you are reunited with your body, of course, the eruption will happen.
Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah, that could happen.
Hmm. So...
Or heaven forbid, Lilith gets a hold of it.
It's possible that Lilith herself would want that eruption.
Hmm. Cecily, about your magic, how can we do it? No!
I was going to say that... My magic seems to be connected, like, almost like golden threads to a lot of the town.
That makes sense. Yeah. It is the overseer's blessing of sorts that you have.
And so I'm just trying to figure out how I can reach out and grab those threads and channel my energy into them.
Hmm.
And when I had the essence of Willbranch with me.
Yes, I'm sorry. The what?
I think it's going to be the first again here is about this. Like, the what now?
I met Willbranch.
You speak of Willbranch as though it's a person.
It's Willbranch.
Oh, hold the phone. What?
Yeah, that's kind of a big thing that I left out of my recap. So sorry.
That's okay, but the recap, I believe everyone was there when Cecily shared
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But because Cassius left to
yes.
like
that's why Cassius was like, oh, we have it. Now we understand. If we can help it as
right,
a person.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. I don't think we understood that he actually met
yeah.
Willbranch. I thought he was
I think that everyone may have thought that you just found out that I don't think they knew you met them.
Yeah.
So we'll use that for your excitement, for everyone's excitement.
Okay. And so Cecily's like, I think Willbranch is its own entity now.
And what did Willbranch want you to do?
She's sick. She's sick and she needs help. And I think that my connection to the threads might help be able to purge the sickness from her.
And we have our goal, folks.
Elizabeth just kind of nods a little bit. I mean, in my teachings within the coven, it is important to treat Willbranch as an individual. Many of our teachings, of course, went with the old gods of Willbranch back before the Overseer, even though the Overseer is very old.
even before then, Will Branch itself was a place where magic thrived, the Fae could live, so on and so forth. And so that is why they use terminology as though, like, Will Branch would weep if you were gone, or things like that. Because Will Branch feels for its people. But I did not anticipate it would be an actual person. Elizabeth just looks a bit surprised that you could talk to.
I mean, a lot can happen within 200 years.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, it's definitely gained sentience.
That's definitely more than it happened prior. I had no idea that you could speak with Will Branch.
So Cecily definitely needs to harness her magic and find a way to cleanse Will Branch from the sickness.
Well, I suppose then perhaps that this individual may be able to lead us to the areas in which the poison is spread.
Oh, hey, that's a start.
Yeah, I asked her to show me where it hurt.
Maybe she cannot find it. Maybe it is like when you ask a child
that's how they feel. That's what I was thinking.
And so, if that's the case, then maybe we need to be able to feel it ourselves.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
And he just nods. And you all are noticing a lot of similarities between now Cecily and Nicholas, as Nicholas is just nodding.
Honestly, I didn't know better. I thought Cecily had a brother. Looks in between the two.
Cecily's like, sort of.
Hey, you treat your great grandfather. Never mind.
There are a lot of greats in there.
Yeah. Great to the nth power.
Sure, that works. That makes it simpler. Well,
I'm pretty sure it's like 6 or 7 greats, and then it's like, it's gotta stop somewhere, you know?
Somewhere.
Maybe we could say, like, great to the 6th power, Grandpa.
Sure.
Or we can just call him Nicholas.
That works too.
I mean, I'm definitely leaning towards the informal, but you know me.
I mean, there's a reason why I still call partner. Okay, so let's try to find a way to find one of the sources of the sickness that's affecting Will Branch. Where do we start with that?
I think I'm going to have to try to reach into, grab a hold of those threads again, reach into Will Branch.
So, kind of like with the ley lines we did with the whole grabber thingy?
Yeah, kind of what I was thinking, but maybe on a smaller scale.
Where are you thinking?
What is the best way, do you think, to reach a lot of people at once? Water.
Oh. That was completely off there. We were on separate wavelengths.
So, we got another dice of destiny. And it's a hint. Some guidance.
Oh, thank. Ooh, that might actually be useful.
Here's how I'm going to have guidance work here.
Thank you.
What would you like guidance on? I'm going to let you all ask me a question, and I will give you guidance based on that question.
Cecil, this is your mystery. You can decide.
Yeah, what's the best way to seek out the infection?
Well, I can't. That's the answer to the whole fucking mystery.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good hint. Just tell us the answer.
Can we see the answer sheet to the whole quiz? The final exam? I want to see the whole final exam, please.
Look, I mean...
No, I love that. 100%. I'm like, that's the answer to the entire mystery.
That's what I need right now, so...
The whole answer.
Wow.
Oh, fucking... You all can talk amongst yourselves and come up with a question if you want to.
All right. So, okay. So we have to find the source of, like, this illness, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So...
Well...
Huh.
I guess,
the town,
like, when
is
you're...
only so big, we can go around it and just kind of see, like, what's going on, if there's, like, any influxes in, like, weird activity, or if you guys have may have a suggestion about, like, where's, like, the weirdest part of town. You know, every town has, like, that weirdo part. I'm trying to help here.
You know, like, when you have, like, a bad cut, and sometimes that can affect, like, other parts of your body? Maybe you can see where a flow field is interrupted, you know?
I kind of thought if I could treat every person in Will Branch like white blood cells, that they might be able to help me seek out the infection.
Like where you see like a large cluster of them?
Yeah. Or, yeah, like where is the body, I guess, responding?
Ooh.
You know who might know? Who might, like, take a lot of notes about some, like, weird occurrences maybe around town?
William?
Oh, I wish. He's only been here for a few days. I'm pretty sure he can't get that kind of information that quickly. And I'm talking to you, Julio, as she talks into her camera.
Stop!
The police, maybe.
Yeah. I totally see the police.
Or maybe like a private eye detective. Or is there anyone on, like, I don't know if you guys have like a school newspaper or something?
Cecily, I just want to remind you, you're kind of like the second in command of a giant clandestine foundation of individuals, his job is to monitor the entire town for anything weird.
Yes, I know.
Maybe that's a good place to start.
I will grant this, though, with that information. And I'm not going to grant you that this is not your hint. I understand where Cecily's going with it, because the foundation is overlooking everything, but that doesn't mean that the foundation's there and feeling it.
Okay.
So, kind of track me back here, guys. So we're trying to find the source of weird occurrences. This is hard. Maybe.
Remember, you have your hint. If you have a question, you all just have to make sure you agree on the question.
I mean, I guess the biggest question we can probably come up with is, like, who would have the most finger on the pulse, if you will, on the occurrences of, like, weird stuff in Willow Branch?
Sure.
That's my idea. That's my suggestion.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Everyone okay with that question?
Yeah.
I'd like it.
As you all are kind of thinking deeper into who has a finger on the pulse of Will Branch,
I think I'm about to know the answer. We'll see.
What do you think?
I was going to say Xavier.
Xavier is one, because of course he knows when the apocalypse is coming. Okay. I'm going to give you a few different individuals that you can choose from.
Ooh,
multiple
choice.
Different individuals, of course, will have different things that happen. So keep that in mind. Okay. Xavier's one. Mainly because of their ability to look into the apocalypse. As a Mothman. The gentleman. LeBlanc.
Oh, that'd be funny.
As an agent on the ground. Of course, Abuela.
Oh, definitely.
Abuela as well as Torres can work together and help you on that one. So there's your three. I'm going to give you three people. Three groups.
I personally love the idea of Abuela and Torres, especially Torres with the weaponry and, like, I don't know, like, I'm, like, into all of that. Like,
you know, I think we have our answer.
You know Cecily and her weapons. Like, if you go to battle with Lilith,
magic goodies, let's go.
Gotta look good.
I could probably add one more to that list if you guys don't mind.
Ooh, add one.
Ooh.
Anastasia.
Very
good. Oh, there's something we there's memory. A name we haven't heard in a long time.
Good memory. So there you go.
I mean,
you have a list of open possibilities.
Anastasia and Doris do share an office.
They do.
They do.
They are also on the foundation grounds. Kill two birds
with one stone. Yes. And I mean, you can just add. You can add other types of equipment to the weapons that we could look at.
Oh yeah.
This is just. Are we just about to go on the shopping section part of the podcast right now?
No.
Sounds like a shopping episode. Sounds like an early,
maybe.
I feel like, I don't know, Abuela's is like become Cecily's grandma family feeling like safe place, and I think right now that sense of like community and comfort.
So you don't have to just choose one, but the more you choose, I will say, the timer will go.
Is it bad I was thinking of the doll makers?
That's not a bad one either.
I mean, I wasn't about to also suggest, you know, the king and queen of the fae.
I was going to say.
We're not shoving.
There's a lot. I don't know as many people as you guys do, of course, but like I was like when he was
Riot.
Like the trees and like nature, because like nature is pretty much like the first thing to kind of show that something's wrong.
That's very true.
Like over on Titania, yeah.
So you have tons of options. Here's what I will give you with your guidance. I know I just gave you three, but here's what I will give you with your guidance. The more people you see, the more the timer will go down.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
We gotta pick.
You don't have a timer. You don't have like a timer per se, but things will happen as you continue.
As we keep on like.
Correct.
Looking at more people again. All right, Cecily, you seem like this is your. Can I pause for a second? Mystery. Kind of look at the camera. Which way are we going?
I, as DM, just look at you, Iggy. Don't look at me.
Sorry.
No, I feel like it's Trixie, like, with the camera. Like,
yes, that's how he's doing. He doesn't look at the Trixie's
camera. For...
yeah, he's being self-conscious right now because he knows he's being killed. Like, is this my audition?
For what?
The Skull Rider movie?
Don't look at the camera. Look at me.
Don't look at the camera. It's fine.
Okay.
Be natural.
Okay.
Please,
so, Cecily, what is our next course of action?
Cecily,
it's in a school play. You're fine.
Camera, I want to make sure I enunciate.
Cecily is like, I'm sorry, guys. I know that this might seem totally off base here, but my heart is telling me that to go to Abuela.
Okay. Nope. Not going to argue with that one.
I mean, I don't see why not. She's probably the most experienced as far as everybody we know.
And she probably has the biggest, like, maybe after you, one of the bigger connections towards Wilbrandt, so.
And she feels like family.
I mean, there's that too.
And, you know, when shit's going down, you kind of want to be with family, right? And friends, people you care about.
Aw.
Okay. There's nothing more important to family.
Cecily's like.
Family.
Cecily's like, okay, so I'll drive. And she, like, pulls her keys out.
He will like kind of point a finger towards Nicholas. Is Nicholas coming with us?
And Cecily will look at him like, eyebrow, like, you want to come?
I can. That should be fine. And then you'll see him kind of like go into his chest, and he'll pull out the pages and he'll hold them back out to you.
Okay, Cecily takes them.
And as you do so, he goes into them.
Oh,
right. And no, travel size.
Exactly. Cecily's like, oh good, my car wasn't very big. I was wondering if you had like a dashboard size, a dashboard compartment size.
I don't know if we ever established this. When you just said my car isn't very, what does Cecily drive right now?
I feel like she has got to drive the like tiniest little sports car.
A cherry
like,
red okay. Corvette.
Yeah.
I was about to say, what is just Cecily driving this week?
Oh yeah, this
how
week?
Many seats? Because Trixie also has her bike.
Bike,
oh yeah, there we go. Bike. Now, yeah. Is it like a motorbike? Or are we talking like with a bell on the handle bike?
What do you think? Ding, she ding. Has?
bell on the handle.
I'm just
bike.
Ching, ching. No, it's a motorbike.
It's a motorcycle with
a little bell on it. Okay,
it has a bell on it though.
And it has at least three of those little bobbleheads.
Yes, that just but they all wiggle way too much because you're on a motorbike.
Yeah,
we should probably get going.
It's a razor.
All right,
all right. Who's riding on the bike with me?
I mean, I've got my own car.
I mean, I could fly, but I probably shouldn't be out like right now.
I'm faster, Ryan.
Elizabeth will raise her hand. I'll ride on the bike.
Oh, heck yeah, let's go.
Iggy has like a curious thought. Hey, Lore, who do you think's faster, you on the floor or me in the air?
I don't know, we can race. Let's see.
Let's do it.
Right. Oh my god, it's Superman versus the Flash.
I love how you go like from mystery to teenagers really fucking fast. It's like,
yeah, I mean, we are.
Almost. I love that. Yeah. I love it though. It's like whiplash. It's like, hey, remember that we're all teenagers? Wow.
I feel like Cecily's like, did they say race? And she's like,
you're already out the door.
Clocking like to get in her car and try to race them too. Just like,
oh no.
Let's go!
As you all begin to move to go racing, we're gonna take our last break. We'll be back in about 10
minutes.
Please
turn to a mini game that when we get back.
Maybe, we'll see. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We will be right back. I want you to know.